I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Typhoon Vamco is the 21st tropical storm to hit the Philippines this year. It dumped record-breaking rainfall on Manila before heading on to Vietnam. Herman Moldez of Asian Access says believers respond quickly with physical help and the hope of Christ, but they're running out of options.
Evangelical body headed by Philippine Council of Evangelical Churches have been responding, but you know, if you have series of calamities and disasters, you know, you are also depleted of your resources.
Asian Access supports Filipino leaders as they come alongside people who are hurting and point them to Jesus.
Let's pray they will be able to survive this hard reality, and many of them are small entrepreneurs, so their sources of livelihood have been washed away.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And oral learners outside the church will probably never touch a print Bible. Spoken Worldwide records storied passages of translated scripture for oral learners, and they launched 5 new projects this year. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide says,
audio delivery would be a Bible open in front of a reader with a microphone in front of them, and they are reading what has been written down in text. Spoken word, we communicate in a more natural delivery than a more formal type of communication which is put down on a page. So what we're ultimately trying to do in oral Bible translation is create a natural delivery, the way people use their language in a local culture to deliver scripture.
You get more details of this unique ministry at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.